We'll set our goals for today, Mirtz Hashem. We're going to start with Simon Chaf Gimel, which has to do with something called Dvarim Shebaal Peh Yav Tarashoyim Lomer V'Ksav. Dvarim Shebaal Ksav Yav Tarashoyim Lomer Baal Peh. And then we'll try to see if we can fit in from Pachad Yitzchak, Inyan Zion and Inyan Tess, those two, because I think Inyan Ches we did already in the past. And then, if we can get a chance to do Simon Mem Aleph, which is over Lasiyosan B'Mikra Megillah. That's what we're going to try to accomplish.
What was the translation of that first phrase?
We'll get to it inside. It's Mamish coming up. So the Gemara Megillah on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says the following. That Mevatlim Talmud Torah Uboim Lishma Mikra Megillah. And that was said in the name of Beis Rebbe. And they derived from a Kalvachomer from Avoda. So the question is, why is this called Mevatlim Talmud Torah? After all, Kriyas HaMegillah is also part of Torah. So that's not Bittul Torah, when I stop learning in order to read the Megillah. So first he says something a little bit cute. In the name of Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, the Gemara says in Megillah that there are words in the Megillah that we ourselves don't understand. And when we read those words in the Megillah, we're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, of Talmud Torah, because we don't understand what we're reading. Maybe we'll get a chance to come back to that. But then, if you take a look on the next page, which is Reish Ayin Dalet, he quotes the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav wants to claim that Kriyas HaMegillah, you may remember this, we mentioned it. Oh, Shka, thank you so much. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, meaning sometimes we read the Torah, and by reading the Torah we fulfill other mitzvahs. Like say, for example, I gave the example, you may recall, that we read Parshios of Karbonos. That's not B'Torah's Talmud Torah. That's really B'Torah's Neshalma Parm Sfaseinu. It's part of Tefillah. So you remember that there's a whole discussion about whether we read the Karbonos on Tisha B'Av when there's an Issa Talmud Torah. So it could be, we might be Mekel there because it's not read B'Torah's Torah. He claims, the Brisker Rav, that Kriyas HaMegillah is not B'Torah's Torah, but rather it's B'Torah's Kriyas HaMegillah for the purpose of Pirsum HaNes. And if we're not reading the Megillah for the purpose of Torah, then you sort of remove the Kiyum of Talmud Torah, and then you Mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah. See, again, our question was, what do you mean you're being mevatel Torah for the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah? Kriyas HaMegillah is also Torah, but the answer is you're not reading it B'Torah's Kriya. So that's the language of the Brisker Rav, is that you sold mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah who pirsum anes v'lo midin Kriya shel limud. It's not a Kriya B'Torah's Talmud Torah. So when the Gemara says mitzvahs Kriya pirsume nisa, what they mean is B'Torah's pirsum anes, but not B'Torah's Talmud Torah. Mishum hochi mevatlim Torah l'kriyas HaMegillah choshem bitul Torah shemevatlim Torah l'kriyasa, and that kriya is not a kriya of limud, it's a kriya of pirsum anes. Okay. This is the page Reish Ayin Dal, which I think you mentioned you have already. Again, it'll appear a little bit differently on the page, but... Yeah. So we're now up to a different chiddush of the Brisker Rav, which you'll see in the paragraph that starts Vehine on the right column. And the Brisker Rav has a major chiddush here about the laws and the regulations that apply to Ksivas HaMegillah. And as a general rule, before we saw this chiddush of the Brisker Rav, we would have identified the laws of Ksivas HaMegillah with the laws of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So whatever requirements we have in Ksiva Sefer Torah, you need a klaf, you need a gvil, you need dio, you need You need a Maisa Ksiva, you need Sirtut, you know, whatever the requirements are in Talmud, in Sefer Torah, we would have applied to Megillah, as far as writing a Megillah is concerned. But the Brisker Rav says that that can't be true. How does he know that can't be true? He has a Sugya Masecht Megillah on Daf Yutes. When the Mishnah on Daf Yutes lists all the requirements of Ksivas Megillah, which are basically, again, the universal requirements that apply to any Sefer, like Dio and so forth, the Gemara goes and asks me, Nayan, how do we know this din? And the Gemara has to access a separate Gzeres HaKosuv. It's called actually Gzeres Shava Ksiva Ksiva. So the Brisker Rav asks the obvious question: why do we need a special Yalfus and Gzeres Shava of Ksiva Ksiva? Why don't we just assume that the requirements of Sefer and Dio that apply universally in all Kisvei HaKodesh should apply to Kriyas HaMegillah, because Kriyas HaMegillah has the status of Kisvei HaKodesh. In other words, to engender the sanctity of Kisvei HaKodesh, we require Sefer and Gvil, and that requirement should apply to Megillah as well, insofar as Megillah is also part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So from this sugya of the Gzeres Shava Ksiva Ksiva, the Brisker Rav derives that there are two dinim that apply to Ksiva in Megillah. One is the universal dinim that apply to Sefer Torah. Those requirements apply to Megillah as well. But now we have a new din, an additional din of Ksiva with requirement of Ksiva. And that would tell you that even if, let's say you did not fulfill the requirements of Ksiva, of Kisvei HaKodesh, but nevertheless, you might argue that as long as you have complied or fulfilled the requirements of Ksiva of Megillah, then it's sufficient. So let's say, for example, we'll see about Sirtut later, you know, that let's say you omitted Sirtut, which might be a problem in a Sefer Torah, would it be a problem in Megillah? So it could be that that's already not derived from this equation between Megillah, because Megillah and Kisvei HaKodesh, because there's a new din of Ksiva of Kisvei HaKodesh, which is Lechud, with regard to Sefer Torah, and then there's a din of Ksiva Shal Megillah Lechud, that Megillah itself has its own rules and regulations. So we can always have to see what laws that apply, what requirements that apply to Kisvei HaKodesh are to be derived transferred, shall we say, and transposed onto Ksivas HaMegillah, because Megillah is going to be derived from Kisvei HaKodesh. There may be certain dinim that are not derived from this equation to Kisvei HaKodesh. V'afim lo ha'isa nechteves b'tnai ha'ksivas shel Kisvei HaKodesh shapir ha'yotzim ba'yidei chovasa. That even if you're missing one or the other of the conditions that are set with regard to Kisvei HaKodesh, you still might have a Megillah Kshera. Why? Because not all the requirements of Kisvei HaKodesh are necessarily going to be transposed and grafted onto Ksiva in Megillah. Again, this is just right now we're just getting our feet wet, you know. Now the Brisker Rav has a kasha. We have a rule, this is what Dr. Joel, you were referring to before, of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashoi La Omram Balpe. Once Torah is written in a written form, we're not allowed to read them Balpe, which means we can't just quote. How do you say Balpe in English?
Orally, by heart.
Excellent, by heart. We can't just quote these psukim by heart. We have to read them from a ksav. So far, so good? Because once it's written on a ksav, it sets up the mesorah. The mesorah has to be Dvarim Shebiksav, Biksav, meaning you read it from the ksav, and Dvarim Shebalpeh, then you say it by heart. But to say something that's biksav by heart, that violates the principle of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashoi La Omram Balpeh. Now we have a gigantic machlokas as to when this principle applies. Let me begin with what I think is the simple way of understanding it, which you'll see. I'm switching around the order the way the Brisker Rav presented it. If you take a look on the top left column, this is the sheet of the Ritva and Tosus and Shabbos, and they maintain what I think is, shall I say, intuitive, that when it's written and it has a din of ksiva, and therefore you're not allowed to say it, you're not allowed to read it by heart, that's only if it complies with the requirements of Kisvei HaKodesh. In other words, if I take a statement and I and it might appear somewhere in Tanakh, but I write it on a piece of paper, then you're not going to say, well, because I, instead of reading it from the paper, I read it by heart, that I violated the din of Dvarim Shebichsav, because Dvarim Shebichsav only applies if it has the status of the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh. So if you want to underline on the third line here on the left column, it says, Kol she'eino kosuv kidin ksiva shel Kisvei HaKodesh Mikri bal peh. It doesn't have the status of ksiva. So whether you read it inside or you say it by heart makes no difference. The real chiddush here is the shita of the Shiboli Aleket, which you'll see quoted on the bottom left, and he says the following, that Kol Hecha Deksiva, four lines up from the bottom on the right column, he says Kol Hecha Deksiva, once he writes it, Afal Gav De Lo Kasvi Kimitzvah Sayu, he did not comply with the regulations that govern Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh, is Lo Amrina Dehavi Keman De Lo Ksive, it's as if it's Bal Peh. You know, he's rejecting the first sheet that we mentioned, that if it doesn't comply with regulations of Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh, then according to that sheet it's Bal Peh. So you can read it Bal Peh. You know, it doesn't have din of a ksiva. He's saying no. He says Dimimonavshach Ksuvim. He says even though it's not written the way you would write Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning even though your ksiva did not engender the status of Kisvei HaKodesh, but nevertheless it's still written. And once it's written, it's Dvarim Shebichsav. So if you take psukim and you write it on a klaf, but there's no dio, or there's no gvil, there's no sirta, whatever you're missing, it doesn't matter. It still has the din of a ksav, and therefore it's Dvarim Shebichsav. Once it's Dvarim Shebichsav, you're only allowed to read it from the ksav, you can't read it Bal Peh. Oh. So now we get to the Brisker Rav's kash. This is again on the left column, line 5. Im kein tzorach im. Ech salke daitach she yotze kriyas ha-megillah. Im ksuva below tnoi aksiva shel kisvei HaKodesh. We had we were compelled, the Gemara was compelled to come up with a Gzeirah Shava, without which we would have said that he could be Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah, even though it doesn't comply with the requirements of Kisvei HaKodesh. Well, that doesn't make any sense according to the Ritva and Tosfos. Why? Because they hold that if it doesn't comply with the requirements of Kisvei HaKodesh, then basically it's Torah Shebal Peh, you're reading it Bal Peh. We have a rule that if you read the Megillah Bal Peh by heart, you're not Yotzei. So you have to read it Mitoch HaKsav. You see, at least according to the Shiboli Aleket, one could argue that even if it doesn't comply with the requirements of Kisvei HaKodesh, but nevertheless, it does have the status of Ksiva, and Haraya, and I'll prove it to you, because you cannot read from that Ksiva Bal Peh. You can't use the Ksiva and then have it stimulate your memory and read it by heart. You can't do it because it's already has the din of ksiva. So once there's a chalos din of ksiva, which generates the isur of Bal Peh, now you could say I could be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Samigil by reading it mitoch haksav. It's not a ksiva bal, it's not a kriya bal peh. But if you hold like Tosus and the Ritva, this ksiv is worth nothing. It doesn't even generate a din of an iser bal peh. It's mamish bal peh. And if it's mamish bal peh, then for sure you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Megillah. So what was the Hava meaning to say that you could write a Megillah without the requirements of Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh? His Tiretz al Zeh comes along the Brisker Rav and he says that din dvarim shebeksavi yatorah shamlam rebal peh eino rak bekriya shel limud. The Brisker Rav says that there are two categories of reading the Megillah. One is a category called Talmud Torah, and the other is a category which is Pirsum HaNes. So therefore, when you say that writing it without the requirements of Kisvei HaKodesh is considered bal peh, that's as far as the Mesoris of Talmud Torah. If you're learning something and you want to learn it bal peh, so if it's mitoch haksav, you're not allowed to learn it bal peh. And here we're going to say it's not considered mitoch haksav, and therefore you're allowed to learn it bal peh. But that's only as far as Talmud Torah. But as far as Kriya Shel Limud is concerned, here even the Shitas HaTosfos and the Ritva would agree to the Shiboli HaLeket that it's not considered ksiva. And even though it's not considered ksiva as far as what? As Talmud Torah is concerned, according to this sheet of the Ritva and Tosfos, but nevertheless it is considered ksiva as far as a Kriya B'Torah Pirsum HaNes. It's not considered Baal Peh. Again, it's considered Baal Peh as far as Talmud Torah is concerned. So you're not in any way violating the Mesoras HaTorah if you would read it Baal Peh. But as far as Ksiva is concerned, as the basic din of Ksiva, such that there's no psul in Pirsum HaNes of reading a Baal Peh. Ulefisa osi shapir, the game in the Mikra Megillah avincha Kriya shall pursue Nisa, v'yena Kriya shall limud, ain't b'kriyas din limud, mishum hachi, lo shaycha isa shall dvarim shebechsav, iyator shoyim lomra abal peh b'kriyas ha-megillah. We're not going to derive conclusions from the halacha of dvarim shebechsav. Dvarim shebechsav is halacha in terms of misores, the transmission of Torah. And enochinami, if it doesn't comply with the laws of Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh, then it would be considered Baal Peh. There would be no Iser of Dvarim Shebechsav Yetar Hashem Lomer Baal Peh. You would not be changing the Mesoras, because as far as the Ksiva of Kisvei HaKodesh, it doesn't have that status. But it would have the status of a Ksiva vis-a-vis the Halacha Pirsum HaNes in such a way that I could read it from the Ksav, and it's not considered reading it Baal Peh. That's what we have so far. So let me make a note in my own writing, you can make it in yours too, of where we got up to. And at this point, we want to take a look at Simon Mem Aleph. So I'm skipping around a little bit today, but yeah.
How is it that we can say Kriya Shema? We have to close our eyes, we say it by heart, it's the Ksav.
So again, if you're assuming that Kriya Shema is B'Torah's Talmud Torah, let's assume, so then the problem is going to be the following. Let's say you had it written on a cloth with gvil, and you fulfilled all the requirements of Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh. Then to read it Baal Peh would be a problem, and you're right. But if on the other hand it's Baal Peh anyway, because it's written on a published, printed sefer, so it already is Baal Peh. So you're not taking something that's Biksav and making it into Baal Peh.
Okay.
So again, this halacha of Dvar Shebichsav Yetar Hashem Bilmer Peh, it seems, is conditional on the fact that you have a Ksav. And a printed sitter is not called a Ksav. So when you have a Biksav and you instead memorize it, to use the Ksav to sort of stimulate your mind, that would be a problem with Dvar Shebichsav Yetar Hashem Bilmer Peh. But if you're only reading it from a sitter, and you're not reading it B'Torah's Talmud Torah, so then you don't have this Issur. Okay, let's take a look at Simon Mem Aleph. I'll just tell you what the pages are here. Here, it's on page Shin Yud Dalet. Do you have such a thing? Not sure if we photocopied last week or we didn't. No? Alright, so let me try to present it Baal Peh. I don't want to take the time to photocopy it. And we'll see where we go with that. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph has a Machlokes Minhagim, the Mishnah itself, as a Machlokes Minhagim. Hey, you want to take my Gemara, you can borrow mine. As to whether or not we recite a bracha after the Megillah. And it all depends on minhag makom. So makom shenogu levarech, yevarech, shelo levarech, lo levarech. So the Gemara says it's impossible to assume that that statement in the Mishnah, that the bracha of Megillah depends upon minhag makom, is referring to the brachos lifaneha. It has to be referring to the bracha lachreha, which is called Adonis Dinenu Aravis Rivenu. Sabai says, I'll prove it to you. Because we have a statement of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel that Kol HaMitzvos Kula Mevarech Aleihem Over LaAsiyasan. So you can't tell me that the bracha lefaneha is dependent upon the minhag makom, because every mitzvah requires a bracha lefaneha. The bracha lachreo is a very unique kind of bracha. We don't find precedents for a bracha lachreo, so that's totally in minhag. So the Gemara is basing, or Rabbi is basing his whole case on this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel about Over LaAsiyasan. Now, what's Abai coming to be mechadish over here? That Megillah is a mitzvah? We know that Megillah is a mitzvah. And we know, therefore, that Kol HaMitzvos Kula Mevarech Aleihem Over LaAsiyasan. If you'll say that, wait a minute, maybe we're talking about a mitzvah derabbanan, and therefore we need Abai to tell us that even a mitzvah derabbanan requires a bracha. But that's not true, because the Gemara establishes in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chaf Gimel, with regard to the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, that we make a bracha even on a mitzvah derabbanan. Is tzarech bir ma'ikar mashma l'Abaye? What's Abaye telling me? Din bolash min and sha'af mitzvah derabbanan. Kamo mikra megillah ton bracha berchas ha-mitzvah. Is that we know from the statement of Rav in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel haroa ner chanukah v'chein v'shar mitzvah derabbanan tzricha bracha. Why does he quote the halach of over l'asiyasan? Why does he just quote the halach that every mitzvah requires a bracha and that's it? And we see it clearly from Rav's statement about Roa Ner Chanukah. And not only that, Gam b'memra d'Shmuel lo mevur klal I mitzvah d'rabbanan boi brucha. If he's trying to prove that because, despite the fact that Megillah is a d'rabbanan, you still have a principle of over l'asiyasan, how does he see that from the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel? Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel might be talking about mitzvahs d'oraisa. Maybe he doesn't include mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Elamai pshita la Abaye de mitzvah derabbanan boi bracha. So it can't be that Abaye was coming to mechadish that even a derabbanan requires bracha. That was pshita. Is then mayash meinon? What is he trying to teach us? Shemavarech al mikra megillah over l'asiyasan alokaim alam kol mitzvah shemavarech aleim over l'asiyasan mehechetesi shemegillah lo yavarech aleim over l'asiyasan. In other words, the Gemara seems to present it that Abai came up with this chiddush that Megillah needs a bracha over l'asiyasan. What's the chiddush over here? If you can tell me the chiddush is that even a mitzvah derabbanan requires a bracha, that we know. And if you can tell me that does a mitzvah derabbanan require a bracha over l'asiyasan, well, he didn't prove anything from Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. So apparently the fact that it's a mitzvah derabbanan should not change anything. And if that be the case, then you require a bracha over l'asiyasan. So what was the big chiddush of Abai? What did he discover over here? So for this, we want to see a chiddush of the Shagas Ari in Turi Evan. And he says the following. That there's a sugya in Masechta Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Tes, about a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan. And the Gemara has two opinions. It has Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi writes with regard to the mitzvah of lulav that we only make a bracha on the first day of Sukkos, but not on the balance of Sukkos. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Yom Rishon Mitzvahs Lulav Uboy Bracha Umikan V'Elech. I think I got the names mixed up here. Does anybody have a Gemara Sukkah? If not, I think it's Rabbi Shimon Levi who's the one who says that Mikan V'Elech Mitzvahs Zekenim V'Lo Tzarech Bracha. So let's take, for example, the mitzvah of Megillah, or the mitzvah of Hallel, or the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. All these mitzvahs are only the Rabbanon. So according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, if I got the name, I hope I got the name right, I shouldn't say it without checking, he holds that you don't make a bracha. So if that be the case, then it could be, says the Torah, and then Abaye here in Masechta Megillah is coming Lafuke Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi in Masechta Sukkah. He says, "V'lekel emeimer dafilu inu modu behalalu Megillah the tzrichim bracha va'adifa mishar mitzvahs drabbanon to Megillah divrei Kabbalah avi ruach haPodesh nemra kidamirim perikam v'achinami halil neviim tiknu lomar kol periku perikam like shel Torah." He says the following: maybe the chiddush of Abaye is that enochinami a mitzvah drabbanon doesn't deserve a bracha, but the case of Mikra Megillah, the case of halil is different. Those are the exceptions to the rule because they are midivrei Kabbalah. This is the famous Shagazari that Megillah is midivrei Kabbalah because it's incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh. And in the case of Hallel, the Gemara says that Nevi'im Tiknu Hallel, and therefore it becomes a divrei Kabbalah. He says, Lesa. You can't say that pshat. Abaye Maisi Rael Dvarv Hocha Vahosam Midom Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Kal Mitzvahs Kulam Mevar Chaleim Over Lasiyosam Shma Mino De Klolahu Al Kochenu Al Kol HaMitzvahs Afilu Al Mitzvahs Drabbana. He seems to be saying that there's a general rule regarding all mitzvahs that would include Megillah as well, that mitzvahs require a bracha. Not like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that only Megillah might require bracha because it's elevated, upgraded to the status of Midivrei Kabbalah. Now he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that Omar Abaye, Vaday didivreim boy bracha. That only in the case of Suffolk, like Dmai, where you're not sure if you have to be Mafish Master or not, you would have a mitzvah without a bracha. Even though it's, right? But had it been a Drabbanan with a Vaday, then you would have to make a bracha. Ella. Diktas koshali my raya maisi lemilse mihadi amar Reb Shmuel ha'hasam beperikdal the sukkah amar Reb Yehuda mishol mitzvah luluv called shiva lebracha upligile Reb Shmuel ben Levi usvirle v'drabana lo boy bracha is my umi Reb Yehuda mishol Shmuel mihani amar roim the pligile adkan l'shono. In other words, since we have machlokas about whether a mitzvah drabana requires a bracha. So it's very odd that Abai quotes these Amoraim, Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, that require a bracha on a mitzvah drabbanan. What about all those Amoraim that reject it, and they don't require a bracha on a mitzvah drabbanan? So how does he prove his case based on quoting one shita? So Abai is coming to teach us that a mitzvah drabbanan requires a bracha. But what's difficult is that if that be the case, what does he prove from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Because there are those shitas that we mentioned before, Rabbi Shmuel Levi and others who hold that you don't make a mitzvah a bracha on a mitzvah drabbanan. In kei havile lahavi memra de Rav Shmuel dal mitzvah drabbanan mevarchim v'lo memra de Shmuel, we're still left with the other question: why does he quote this statement of Shmuel that you need over lasiyosan? First and foremost, he should have quoted the sugi and Shabbos of Rav that a mitzvah drabbanan requires a bracha. So I'll tell you what I would suggest here, and then we'll see what he suggests. Abai wants to tell us that even if you assume that you make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but what kind of mitzvah d'rabbanan? There may be two different categories of a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So take, for example, lulav kol shiva. On a Torah level, you have to take lulav on the first day. In Migdash, they took lulav all 7 days. And now in Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai makes a takana that we have to take, I shouldn't say Chutz, I say after the Churban, I meant to say, we have to take the lulav all 7 days. In such a case, it makes sense that there would be a bracha on lulav. Because the reality, so to speak, the enterprise of lulav is a doraisa, except that it's only on the first day.
Just extended.
Extension. Excellent. It's extension. So the rabbanon are not creating a new maisa mitzvah, and that's what I think Abai is saying. That I only need Rabbi Yehuda Meshbuel to introduce the requirement of over las yosin. I don't need Rabbi Yehuda Meshbuel to tell me that on a mitzvah there are money make a bracha. Because on this category of Megillah, everybody would agree that you make a bracha. The machlokas is going to be, let's say, for example, Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah doesn't have any basis in the Torah. The Rabbanon are creating a new entity, a new mitzvah of lighting candles.
And that's different from Megillah, huh?
Oh, but in the case of Megillah, the Torah commands me to read the Megillah because it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? In other words, if a person reads the Megillah, the Rabbanon creating, on a Doraisa level, would reading the Megillah be any less than reading Gracious Baruch Elokim? It's a kiyum of Vishinantam Levanecha because it's a part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So the action of reading the Megillah is not like the action of lighting candles. Lighting candles is a whole new hamtza'ah, you know, it's a new creation of the Rabbana. So you want to say, Asher Kitchar Mitzvot is for the Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. I don't know. I don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. I could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me in Netilas Lulav or in Kriyas HaMegillah, because on a deraisa level such an enterprise exists. The Rabbanan come along and they extend it, called Shiva in the case of Lulav, or Megillah on Purim. But the action itself, the Maisa Mitzvah, is not something that the Rabbanan created Yesh Me'ayin, you know, Ex Nihilo. Well, on that I can make a bracha, Asher Kishon Mitzvot Sivano Al Netilas Lulav, or Asher Kishon Mitzvot Sivano Al Mikra Megillah. But on Ner Chanukah, that's going to be an issue. So we're asking now, why did Rav quote the halacha of over lasiyosan? If his chiddush is to tell me that you make a mitzvah, a bracha, a mitzvah, a rabbanon, the way the Shagasari understood it, so you should have quoted the statement of Rav that we make a bracha, a mitzvah, a rabbanon. The answer is no. Abai would hold even if we don't make a bracha, a mitzvah, a rabbanon. Here we would certainly make a bracha. This, in case of Mikra Megillah, was never an issue about whether we make a bracha or not. Why? Because the Maisa Mitzvah exists. It's an entity which the Torah validates. Elamai, I don't know if on a Mitzvah Rabbanah we have the same requirement of over lasiyosa, such that now we can interpret the Mishnah as referring to the Bracha Lachareb. So on that, Rav Abai quotes the Gemara of Amar Rav Yudim Shmuel, that kol mitzvah kulon, any Mitzvah, whether it's Doraisa or Rabbanah, requires a Bracha Lefaneho. He says a different pshat. He says, "V'anira lomer b'zedini Rambam b'perik yedalf milchus brachos kasav kol mitzvah shasiyosa higmar chiyuva mevarech b'shas asiya v'chol mitzvah sheyesh achreh asiya asiyosa tzivui acher eno mevarech el b'shasha osa tzivui ha'achron." So we're not sure what mitzvah the Rambam has in mind, but let's just, on an abstract level, the Rambam says that if you have a mitzvah where you begin the mitzvah at one point and then you have a gemar mitzvah at some other point, then the bracha should be on the gemar mitzvah. Like, let's say, for example, you have to build a sukkah. So when are you going to make the bracha? You make the bracha at the time that you build the sukkah? No, you're going to make the bracha when you sit in the sukkah, because that's the gemar mitzvah. So now he asks the following question. He says, that the bracha can be on either the Maisa mitzvah or the Kiyuma mitzvah. If the bracha is on the Kiyuma mitzvah, not on the Maisa mitzvah, is the Rambam is a little bit odd, because the Rambam seems to be he's dividing the Asiya into two parts. And he wants to know whether you make the bracha on the first Asiya or on the last Asiya. If the bracha is not on the Asiya at all, then you make the bracha on the Kiyuma mitzvah. The Rambam didn't have to go through somersaults in the air to establish that you make the bracha on the Gemara Asiya, because the bracha is on the Kiyuma mitzvah, so surely it's going to be on the Gemara Asiya. Elo what? The Rambam holds the brachas on the Maisa mitzvah. Now we have two Maisa mitzvah that make up one mitzvah. Now we have to ask ourselves the question, when should he make the bracha? Is l'chore nire me'a Rambam sha bracha nitkino al Maisa mitzvah v'lo al Kiyuma mitzvah v'lazeh hutzach haram levayer. The Rambam feels compelled to explain to us the dafka basiya sha'al yodam akayim es ha-mitzvah, the second asiya you make the bracha, but lo al asiyas cheftza shal mitzvah. Again, I don't know what he means by cheftza shal mitzvah. I think he means the mitzvah unto itself without the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the gavra. So then you should make the bracha before the first asiya. But if you're making the bracha on that asiya which is going to generate the kiyum ha-gavra, then we're going to postpone the bracha till the last asiya.
I don't understand. There's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Building the sukkah is a
right. So that's why I told you we don't know exactly what the case of the Rambam is. Because the Rambam has a discussion here about a mitzvah where you have two asiyos, and the second asiyah is the Gemara HaMitzvah. What case does he have in mind?
So, Hofer Bor, the one who does the last...
The last Tefah. Ninth Tefah. Right. But he's talking about making a bracha on a mitzvah, not about chofer bor.
Right.
So I was just suggesting that the Rambam is trying to tell you that even though you need an asiya to set up the sukkah, that the bracha still goes on the gemara asiya. That's not the way he's understanding. He's understanding it that each asiya is part of the mitzvah, and the question is which asiya deserves the bracha. Is it the chefta or the kiyuma gavra? If it's the chefta, then you started the asiya at the very beginning. You won't obtain the Kiyuma Gavra until you get to the second Asiyah. But you're going to make the bracha on the second Asiyah because that's the Asiyah that generates the Kiyuma Gavra. Let's see if we can work this out in terms of...
When you start reading the Megillah, maybe you won't finish it. So you should make the bracha at the end.
Well, that...
Is that what you're talking about?
No. In the case of Kriyas HaMegillah, we're going to define the Kriyas HaMegillah as one continuous Maisa. We're not going to divide it up into different asiyos. He says, the Rambam writes, Ha'osa mitzvah v'lo birech im ha-mitzvah dayin asiyos ha-kayemis. Remember we discussed this in the past. Is mevorech achar ha-asiyo v'im ha-dover ovar eino mevorech. Ketzad hare nis'ate b'tzitzis o shalavash tefillin o shayosha b'suk v'lo birech t'chilo chozer u mevorech achar shenis'ate. So now the question is, the Rambam is saying that with the exception of these cases where the asiyah continues, once you did the mitzvah, it's impossible to make the bracha. V'im efsho levorech al kiyum ha-mitzvah. If you can make the if there's a possibility of making the bracha the kiyum mitzvah, is lovely le time with asiyosa kayemes. Let's say he's doing the tefillin, right? And the Rambam is saying that he's still wearing the tefillin, so it's adayin asiyosa kayemes. Why did Rambam have to mention adayin asiyosa kayemes? Typically, the talk levarech over asiyosa al kiyum mitzvah. And since he has a kiyum mitzvah which is coming around the bend, because every second in Jen is another kiyuma mitzvah, that should be enough. Why does Rambam feel compelled to justify this bracha? Because adayin asiya kayemes. Al kochenu shabrocha niskan al asiya sa mitzvah. Lo al kiyuma mitzvah. V'lachein kosav haramam, the kemen shasiyosa nimsheches, shaper shayach brocha al maisa mitzvah. That's called an asiya kayemes. So his original asiya is still active. It's still, how should I say, in force. Is me high time a osi shaper had the shliach mevarich. We also got the less late from kiva mitzvah. Come and come osas maisa mitzvah. Now we can begin to understand how a shliach can make a bracha. And the answer is, even though he doesn't have a kiva mitzvah, he has a maisa mitzvah insofar as he represents the mashaleach. And on that maisa mitzvah, he makes a bracha. So again, what's machayev the bracha? It's the asiyah, not the kiva mitzvah. And that's what we saw a few times over and over again, that the Rambam says you have two asiyos, you have to make the bracha on the second asiyah. He didn't just say, well, you know, you need the kiyuma mitzvah, so therefore make the bracha on the second maisa. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the second asiyah takes precedence over the first asiyah. Also, the Rambam writes that if adayin asiyos kayemes, you can make the bracha on the asiyah. Why didn't the Rambam just say that you can make the bracha on the kiyuma mitzvah? Okay. Ulam, Rabbi Kivega b'tshuva, done, v'nichnas lagur l'bayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. So now he didn't put up the mezuzah. Somebody else put up the mezuzah. But he's chayev now in mezuzah because he's living in the house. Ha'im yavarech al kiyuma mitzvah lo yavarech. Well, v'chein, v'choze l'beiso achar zman, shalo darbo, v'yofid d'choshev ha'hefse, v'yena brocha b'shas kviyus ha'mezuzah, Yechol lochul al zman shel achshav hayim chozer mevarech is mevur bidivrei Rabbi Kivega. The niskan abroch al kiyum mitzvah. There's no mice at all. Somebody else put up the megillah. Someone put up the mezuzah. Ela shehevi meabir ki yosef shabroch niskan al shas kviyus hamezuzah. V'kiyum hamezuzah v'kiyum mitzvah greid abli mice mitzvah eino ton brocha. So the Birkei Yosef points out that the bracha was established only on the moment of Kviyas HaMezuzah. So we have here a Rabbi Kiveger who maintains that the bracha is on the Kiyuma Mitzvah. I'm a little confused. According to Rabbi Kiveger, does it mean that any time I did a mitzvah, if I reminded myself that I omitted the bracha, I can make the bracha on the Kiyuma Mitzvah? Or maybe he means that mezuzah is a little bit different because the kiyuma mitzvah is an ongoing kiyuma mitzvah. Every second I have, my bias is equipped with a mezuzah. But in any event, it comes out that there's a bracha according to Rabbi Kiveger on the kiyuma mitzvah. That's not the way we saw it in the Rambam. The Rambam insisted that the bracha be on the asiyas mitzvah, not on the kiyuma mitzvah. But then you have, according to the Rambam, something called an asiya kayemis, where even though you've already put on your tefillah, bless you, and you haven't made a bracha, you can still make the bracha because your asiya is an asiya kayemis. But everything is focused on the asiya, and the bracha is on the asiya. He says, "V'nirid ve'emes b'takonas brachos tarte isnubu takonas brachal ma'isa mitzvah b'likiyum a mitzvah v'sheinis takonas brachal mitzad kiyum a mitzvah afil b'li ma'isa mitzvah v'nirid ha'ach din shetzorch levarach over lasiyosan eino ela halacha b'din brachos shuskenal ma'isa mitzvah avol b'din brachos shuskenal kiyum a mitzvah lo tzorch levarach dafka over lasiyosan." So what is the example of a bracha that was established on the kiyuma mitzvah? I think he's talking about, he doesn't give you an example. The bracha shuskan al kiyuma mitzvah maybe means tefilas ger. Let's take the case of a ger. Right, he goes into the mikvah and he makes a bracha after he comes out of the mikvah. So that bracha couldn't be on the ma'isa mitzvah because at that time he's a guy. No way can he say asher kitzonu mitzvosu v'tzivonu. So in such a case, he'll make a bracha on the kiyuma mitzvah. Well, let's say in the case of lulav, if you hold mid'ag bei nafik bei, and he picked up the dalet minim, so he could still recite the bracha on the kiyuma mitzvah. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be able to explain this in Megillah. So again, he's saying that if you had a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah, then there's no requirement of overlasiyasa. Ulefi zeh nira. Oh, shabaye be'emes lo bolach lashmeinon shemevarchem al mitzvah derabbanon. That we know. Ki im shabaye bolach meinon de'ika din overlasiyasan af be'mitzvah derabbanon. So the fact that you make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanon, I don't need abaye for that. But what I do need for abaye is the halach of overlasiyasan. Mishum de yesh lomar, I guess this is the Salka Daitach, we could have said the afagav de chayav levarech afal mitzvah derabbanon mipnei she mitzvah derabbanon bechlal lo tosur hainu rak she'af b'mitzvah derabbanon mekayim mitzvah sa Torah v'tzarech levarech mitzad kiyum ha-mitzvah amal ha maisi miyos yesh lomar de mitzvah derabbanon. He's saying that you definitely make a mitzvah, a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanon. I don't need a bai for that, but maybe in a mitzvah derabbanon, you might suffice with a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. Why? Because let's see, lotasur. Let me just think this out. He has to make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanon because of the mitzvah of lotasur. Oh, I see what he's saying. It's a little bit similar to what I was saying before. He's saying that the requirement of asiya with regard to mitzvah derabbanan is fundamentally different than that of a doraisa. In the case of an asiya on a derabbanan, it's just that I have to worry about lo sasur, but there's no inherent status to the asiya, and therefore, by definition, it's going to have to be a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. I wonder if you could put this into the famous Ravid. The Ravid says that the reason why we recite a bracha ba'al is because it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Maybe he means that then in a mitzvah derabbanan we cannot be metakin a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. So the establishment of the bracha was on the kiyum mitzvah. So Yeshlomo, the Afgal Shechayv Levarach Al Mitzvah Derabbanon, and the reason, how can you say Asher Kitchonim it's also Mitzivono on a Mitzvah Derabbanon? The answer is because the Torah commanded you in Lotasur. Hainu Rak She'af B'Mitzvah Derabbanon V'Kayim Mitzvah Satorah V'Tzarech Levarach Mitzad Kiyum HaMitzvah. He's saying the following, that even though when I implement a mitzvah derabbanon, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah shel Torah, but nevertheless, the mice itself is not min haTorah. So the only thing that I can grasp onto is the kiyum mitzvah. Is therefore the mitzvah derabbanon lo chashiv maisa mitzvah bruchei alei. There's no chashivus to the maisa mitzvah because again, it's all ahechad timtza just to be mekayim the mitzvah of Vasisa Kachol Shayarucha. Let's just think if we understand his answer to Abaye. The question to Riemann was, what is Abaye teaching me? If Abaye is teaching me that you have to make a bracha on a mitzvah of Rabbanon, then that's the halacha that he should have quoted. And that's the sugya of Rav in Masechta Shabbos Perek Bamem Adlikin. Instead, Abaye quotes the halacha of Omer Lasiyosa. And if you're going to tell me that you do make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan, so obviously the requirement of omer lasiyasa should kick in. What do I need abaye here? So he's suggesting that the reason we need abaye is because even though we make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan, but perhaps that bracha should be li'achar asiyasa, because the bracha is not on the asiya, but rather on the kiyum mitzvah. And if I understand correctly, the reason for that is because the Torah doesn't recognize that asiya. So the asiya is only a hechetimtza, it's a conduit or a means to an end to fulfill the mitzvah d'orais of sisa kechol sheyerucha. So if there's no significance inherent in the asiya, then we transfer the bracha over to the kiyuma mitzvah. The Yeshlovid, I'll read it again. The mitzvah derabbanon lo chashiv ma'isa mitzvah lebruche aleh. Do you hear what we're saying here? This is a mind-boggling concept. That there's a fundamental difference between a ma'isa mitzvah d'oraisa and a ma'isa mitzvah d'rabbanon. In a ma'isa mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah is inherent in the ma'isa mitzvah. But in a ma'isa mitzvah d'rabbanon, the action is only significant as a means to an end. And that is to fulfill the ratzon chachamim. And the nafkamina is going to be whether the bracha is going to be over l'asiyosan or l'yachar asiyosan. Meaning that if there's an inherent status to every drabbanon of a ma'isa mitzvah, we're all going to say no. There's no inherent status of a ma'isa mitzvah to mitzvah drabbanon. The ma'isa mitzvah is only what? What do you say? It's a means to an end, but there's nothing inherent in the ma'isa mitzvah. If I can magically accomplish the mitzvah by saying abracadabra, the chacham will be happy with that. So the ma'isa is not the focal, or the emphasis here is not on the ma'isa mitzvah. Therefore the bracha should be shifted over to the kiyuma mitzvah. So I'm not sure, is this a havamina before Abai, or is this a maskana? Let's just think. If you're going to say it as a havamina, because again, Abai quotes the halacha of Amar Yehuda Meshmula Kol Mitzvos Kulam Varach Lehem over Lasiyasa, and we're talking about a mitzvah d'rabbanon, and you require over Lasiyasa. So lechora the bracha is on the ma'isa mitzvah, not on the kiyuma mitzvah. So this is
now.
Just 1 second. He says, "Lofi amavurei osi shaper hod dehevi abaye member the shmul the kol mitzvus kulam mivarch aleim over lasiyosan v'lo hevi as a member the rav shmul shemivarch al mitzvah dron the abaye lo bolash mina shemivarch al mitzvah dron kiim she'af the mitzvah the rabbanon tzoch mivarch alei over lasiyosan shabrocha af the mitzvah the rabbanon havi al ma'isim." So what I said before is right. This is all to explain the Havamin. In the Havamin, we would have thought that the Asiyas HaMitzvah and the Rabbanon is only a Hechatimtzah, it's only a means to an end, and that is to be Mekayim the Ratzon Chachamim. And then the Bracha can't be on the Asiyah because there's nothing inherent in the Asiyah. It's only a Hechatimtzah to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shel Torah. But now, he's explaining this Maskon of Abai. Abai is saying that no, that even in the case of a mitzvah d'rabbanon, you can be mevarach on the asiyah, that the asiyah gains a certain status and is recognized by the halacha. After a mitzvah d'rabbanon l'fi abaye, this maskara is tzarech levarach alei over l'asiyos da brocha after mitzvah d'rabbanon havi al maisa mitzvah lo rak al kiyum mitzvah. Bochochas Abaye Mishmur Sha'af mitzvah d'rabbanon mevarach over l'asiyosan. Behod Yom Mishmur Kol Ab mitzvahs kulu mevarach aleihem over l'asiyosan. Because Shmuel is of the opinion that you can make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Oh, because Enem, if we would have this havamin that mitzvah d'rabbanon is the mice is not worthy of a bracha because it's only a necessary step to be Mekayim the Rotz Chachamim is having the Shmuel of Fluge Ula Misne Shirak the Mitzvah Do Raisa Tzorch Levarach Ova Lasiyosa Umi the Nokat Shmuel Stoma Kol Mitzvah Levarach Alem Ova Lasiyosa Nare Nicha Lehedja Nira Behedja Sha'af the Mitzvah Do Rabbanim Levarach Alem Ova Lasiyosa. So that's called stum. Stum means that Shmuel didn't qualify. He didn't say, well, in the mitzvah d'rabbanon, you mevarech li'achar asiyah. He included all the mitzvahs in one category. Came in the mitzvahs kriyas amigila v'midire kabbala v'ruach hakodesh nemro is pshita d'havi kishar mitzvahs haTorah v'tzarch levarach alei over lasiyasa umay rabusa d'abay shetzarch levarach alei over lasiyasa. So here's where the Shagasari comes to the front stage, because he holds that mitzvah kriyas amigila is v'midire kabbala. And that has a din of a divrei Torah. For sure, I know that the bracha is on the inherent maisa mitzvah. So we're not sure why we need the chiddush of Abaye. And since the mitzvah of what? Of kriyas amigila is midivrei kabbalah, that has the status of midivrei Torah. So certainly the maisa is invested in the status of a maisa mitzvah, and he can make a bracha. Is my Rabu said that by Shitzach Levarchale over Lassias. Benira, the Hini be Megillah Daf Beis, we're almost at the end here, and then we'll make a summary. Amrin and Michti, Kulu Anshe Knesak Dola Tiknu, Visa Kadai Tik Anshe Knesak Dola, Yudal Vitesvav, Tikunoso Rabbonon, the Akri Takanto, the Tikinu Anshe Knesak Dola, Vatnan, Ein Bezdin, Yachal avatul divrei bezdin shel chaver el kein gol min michach min yin. Is hiksha moran agrees halo be megillah vi divrei kabbala. Umay mahani bezdin agodol. Hey, bezdin gadol emenu bechach min yin. So the Brisker Rav is bothered by the fact that the Gemara seems to imply that you could change the original takana and add Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel for in Chodesh Adar. If you had a bezin that's gadol mimenu b'chachma b'minyan, but if it's midirei kabbalah, then chachma b'minyan is not relevant. V'tireitz hagrid zatzal. The be'emes lo shayach l'kvo halocha al pi novi l'doro. Shein novi rashoi l'chadish dover me'ata. V'rak al yidei takonis bezin. Yachol l'kvah l'doros. Umaydi Isa b'gemara shemigilas shemikra migila hoysal pi novi hainu shenemra b'nevuah shebezdin yitaknu mikra migila b'takonis bezdin v'kemin shenitkan havi takonis bezdin v'im yesh bezdin gadol b'men b'chof min yichol levatel esdiri Kabbalah Chaver. Lufi said, the Kriya Samigil Aparuch HaKodesh Nehmer Mikomokan Avi Takonis Bezdin Shaper Sakadak Delo Choshev Maisim Mitzvah Bruchi Alei Over Lasiyosan Lezash Minin Abaye Shetzorach Levarach Over Lasiyosan Af Al Takonis Bezdin. So he's saying here, according to Rebbe Soloveitchik, that there's no doubt that even though there was Nevuah here, but the Nevuah was giving the green light, the license to the Bezdin to make a takon of Purim. But at the end of the day, Purim remains a takonis Bezdin insofar as the fact that if you find a greater Bezdin, Bechachmu v'minyan, it could be Mevatel this Bezdin. So now we could say that Megillah, even if it was written Beruach HaKodesh, we still have to introduce the takonis Bezdin. And therefore, the Hava Mina was that it's not considered a Maisa Lebruchi Alei. And that's what Abai wants to say, no, that this is considered a Maisa Lebruchi Alei. V'hine aturiyevim b'megillah d'afdala because of the afagav the kriya shal yom amim b'divri kabbalah kriya salayla ena ela d'rabbonon ulefi dvarenu yeishloma d'eino chinam b'kriya d'yumama poshud shetzorch levarich alei over lasiyosan. So he wants to add another chap over here, that maybe the whole thrust of Abaye that you need over Lasiyosan in Megillah is as far as Megillah's Lila is concerned. So again, what was the kasha that we asked? We said that Abaye is coming to be mechadish that on a mitzvah d'rabbanan you make a bracha. So Abaye should have established that you're on a mitzvah d'rabbanan you make a bracha. Why does he quote the halacha of overlasi yosef? So the answer is a mitzvah d'rabbanan surely requires a bracha. Abaye never had a doubt about that. Nobody had a doubt about that. The chiddush of Abaye is that the bracha should be on the ma'aseh of mitzvah and a mitzvah d'rabbanan, not on the kiyum of mitzvah. Therefore, the halacha of overlasi yosef kicks in. What was the hava mina that the ma'aseh mitzvah and a mitzvah d'rabbanan would not generate a bracha? We'd have to only be mevarach on the kiyum of mitzvah. The answer is because the ma'aseh mitzvah is only a hechatim, since it's a springboard, it's a conduit to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of listening to the chachamim. So Abai says that you see from Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, he says kol mitzvah kulon, whether the d'oraisa d'rabbanan mevarach lehem overlas yosef. So even in the case of mitzvah d'rabbanan, we require overlasi yosan, and we're going to make the bracha on the asiyah, not on the kiyum mitzvah. And even in the case where we have a bracha on a mitzvah after the asiyah, we can only do so if the adayin asiyah kayemis. So the Rambam Shita is certainly that a bracha has to be on the maisa mitzvah. And if we apply that criterion to a drabanon, can we make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah? That's what Abaye wants to go out there and teach. That there is a bracha was never a question. But when the bracha should be recited, that was an issue. Before the maisa or after the maisa? Should the bracha in the case of the rabbanon shift to the kiyum mitzvah? That's the chiddush of Abaye, that Ein Hachinami, even the asi itself is a maisa mitzvah. Now you'll ask me, why do I need a chiddush of Abaye if Megillah is midivrei kabbalah, and if it's midivrei kabbalah, like any d'oraisa, we make the bracha on the ma'aseh of mitzvah, the same should apply to Megillah. The answer is because the Nevi'im here are only giving a green light, a license to Beis Din to establish the takon of Megillah. But at the end of the day, it's all a matter of Beis Din. And if it's a matter of Beis Din, then Abaye has a really good case, or the Havmin of Abaye, that the bracha shouldn't be on the Maisa, but on the Kiyum, because the Maisa is not sufficient, it's not significant. It's only a Maisa in order to fulfill the Takonis Beis Din. Kamash on Abaye? No. You can be Mavarach on the Asiyah. The Asiyah with the Rabbanan has the status of an Asiyah. He says you could possibly say that Abaye was trying to answer a question about Megillus Lila. Because Megillus Lila is not midivrei kabbalah. So as far as Megillus Yom is concerned, which is midivrei kabbalah, certainly you can be mevarach on the Maisa mitzvah. Therefore, the requirement of overlas yosef is going to kick in. But if not for Abaye, how would I deal with the kriyas of Megillah at night, which is not midivrei kabbalah? There, I would say that he cannot be mevarach on the Maisa mitzvah. Kamashman Abaye, that he can still make a broch on the Maisa mitzvah. Okay. Let's now take a look at the Pachad Yitzchak. All right. So we'll begin with a short one that's a little bit relevant to what we discussed today. That's Inyan Zion. And the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin derives that Megillah needs Sirtut, like a Sefer Torah. However, the language of the Gemara is a little bit peculiar. The Gemara says, Megillah Tzricha Sirtut Ke'amita Shel Torah. What does that mean, Ke'amita Shel Torah? So first you say, Amita Shel Torah means like a Sefer Torah, which is Emes. But why did the Gemara just say, you know, ke sefer Torah? It didn't have to say ke amita shel Torah. What's the added adjective here of emes in this context? So now, in order to answer this question, he quotes the Kadmonim. Now, the Kadmonim here is a reference to Tosus and Masechta Menachos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And Tosus wants to know, and this is something that we touched on earlier today, why do we need the Alfusa to derive Sirtut in Megillah? Why don't we just derive it from Sefer? All the laws of Sefer and the requirements thereof apply to Megillah, like for example, Gvil, Klaf, Dio, and all the like. So why does Sirtut need a special Yalfusa to establish that the Megillah needs Sirtut? That's the Kasha of Tosfos in Masechet Menachos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So it's interesting, if I would stop here, based on the Brisker Rav that we discussed earlier, we could say that the requirements of Megillah are not governed by Sefer Torah, because Megillah is Pirsum HaNes. It's not Sefer Torah for the sake of passing on the transmission of Torah. But he quotes Tosfos and says the following, Mi Sefer Lo Yolif Rak Dine Klaf Ve'ilusirut Av Shachlu Dine Osios. He says that the requirements of Sefer Torah fall under two distinct categories. One is the category of what you write the Sefer on, and the other is with regard to the Osios. And with regard to the Gvil, the Klaf, that we know even without the Gzereshav, we don't need a Yalfusa for that. But we want to know, what about the Dinim of the Osios? Do they also require the same requirement of Sefer Torah? And we derive it from Emes. Ke'amita shel Torah. What does it mean? In the Megillah says, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Excellent. In Esther Perek Lam, Perek Tesa Pasuk Lam. So from the fact that the Megillah is described as Emes, we derive that Sirtut is a requirement in Megillah. And Sirtut, the goal of Sirtut is to make sure that the Osios are written properly.
So that's the MS?
Oh, so somehow we're going to connect the Osios to MS. That's what we want to try to accomplish. So he analyzes the word MS, and he assumes that the word MS is the antonym of Chaf Zayin Beis, Kazav. Kazav means fabrication. And the opposite is emes. Now he does an analysis. Where do we find the word kazav? So he quotes Breishis Lamed Ches, Parshas Vayeshev, and there it says Vahoyah Bechziv Miloshon Kazav. So Rashi in that parasha Vayelech explains to us, what does the word kaziv mean? Says Rashi, kaziv, I don't know if there's such a word in English, so I don't know how to translate this into English, but kaziv means something that begins but never ends. It's called a dover ha-mafzik, Rashi says, dover ha-nifzak. I don't know exactly in the English language how you would express that in one single word. Let's say, for example, you have a flow of water. If the water would continuously circulate ad infinitum, so that would be emes. If the water terminates at some point, that would be kazav in Lashon Kodesh. That's what Rashi says, that the word kazav means that it's a dover ha-nifzak. It comes to some conclusion. Emes, therefore, means a dover ha-miskayim, li'olam void, b'li hefzek. Something that would continue ad infinitum, mm-hmm. without termination.
Yeah, but we always put together sheker v'chazav.
So sheker is another word for chazav, because it's not a dover miskayim, like,
and it's
standing on the regular of the kuf. You know, emes is very solid. It's a dover miskayim because all the letters of emes are grounded with two legs. You know.
Right.
He says, "V'chein hu b'gemara, di emes haynu tchiloson ve'emtson ve'sofon shel aleph beis." If not mistaken, that is a gemara in Shabbos. Oh, I was mechamin. That's a gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Dalet in Perek Habona. That emes is tchiloson, Emtza Usav is Sofon, right? Because Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet.
Mem is the middle.
And Mem is the middle, and Tof is the last letter of the alphabet. This indicates something called Bali Hefsek. That's called Emes. Emes is something that continues to go on.
So it's Ikviv.
I'm not sure if I know what the word ikvi means, but I think in this context it means it's infinite. It's eternal. It continues infinite. It never has a hefsek. Klomar shadover nachon ad gmar b'li hefsek. It'll continue and continue. Now he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Novi in Perek Lamed Aleph, and the pasuk says the following. Hine yamim ba'im v'karati es beis Yisrael v'es beis Yehuda bris chadosha. I'm going to enter into a new bris. Lo ki bris asher karisi. This is the Gemara. Es Avram. Right, es Avosam. Bayom hachziki biyodom lo tzio meretz mitzrayim ki bezos habris asher akoreis nasati es torasi bekirbon v'al levavam echtovena al libam echtovena. So at the time of the nevuah of Yirmiyah, there's a chiddush here of klaf of a sefer Torah. And why is it, what is unique about the klaf of the sefer Torah? Here it says al libam echtovena. So when the Navi Yirmiyahu is coming to Mechadish the Inyan of Klaf and Sefer Torah, which we derive from this Pasuk, which he doesn't tell you exactly where that is right now, so I owe you that one, because he has almost all the sources in the back here, but I don't know where this one is. He says, the Oz Libo Shaladim Yek Bechlal HaKlaf. So the divine promise that's transmitted to us through Yirmiyah, that Yomim Hine Yomim Ba'im and V'Karati is Beis Yisrael, this new bris is an ongoing bris, an endless bris, and it's reflected by the klaf of a Sefer Torah, and that's why the pasuk says Nasati Al Libam Echtavenu Al Libam. That Libo Shel Adam is considered a klaf. So there's an analogy here between a klaf of a Sefer Torah and the lave of Klal Yisrael. The Torah is written on a klaf, which in Yirmiyah's language means that the Torah is written al libam, on their heart. It's a permanent kind of writing that's going to last forever. That's called emes. But in the case of Osi Osea Shel Torah, he says, "Ein shum shinui shayach b'hem." So there's a chiddush with regard to klaf, that the klaf is like the lev ha'adam. But as far as the osios of the Torah, they don't lend themselves to any sort of shinui. So for sure, I would know that they come under this eternal description. So therefore, tzricha sirtut ke amita shel Torah, just like sirtut is on the osios and not on the klaf, as we saw in Tosfos. Hayu ka oso chelik haTorah she'ein shaychus ba shinu. This part of Torah that doesn't lend itself to any sort of change. The hayu al osios la fuke haklaf she'ein din hasirtut nemar po. V'zui argoshes haramiza lelev bekan. Okay, fine. It gets poetic. Ki v'shosh gam libo shel adam yeh klaf l'divrei Torah gam oz yichtevu osios shel megilazu ala klaf shel alev. That at the time that the lev of an adam, as Yirmiyahu prophesies, will be like the klaf l'divrei Torah, they will write the osios of the Megillah on the klaf, which is the klaf of the lev, and that's called amita shel Torah, because it doesn't allow itself for any change. It will not terminate. It's absolutely permanent and eternal. Now let's fast forward to Inyan Tes. I think we've done Inyan Ches in the past. And this is about the concept of Schok on Purim, on page Mem Ches. Page 48. Now we have a rule which is in the Gemara and also in the Poskim. The Gemara is in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, and it's brought down LaHaloch in Or Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Samach that also liodim lamale schok piv biolam azeh, and it's derived from the pasuk in Tilim Ozi mali schok pinu, that only then at the Achris Hayomim are we allowed to smile a full smile. Ayin Elio Rabba Or Chaim etc. Shadon Bahachti also lamale schok pinu biolam azeh. Shenemar Ozi mali schok pinu. Im Iser ze noig besimcha shal mitzvah ube Purim. Now notice that he has two categories here, the Elio Rabba. He has one category called Simcha shal Purim. Depends on the order, but it doesn't matter. And then he has a category called Simcha shal mitzvah. So the Pachad Yitzchak is medayik. He says the following. There are two different reasons why you'll come up with a heter, if you can come up with a heter, for these two various forms of simcha. In the case of a simcha shal mitzvah, the reason for the heter is because it says, Ozi mole schok pinu. What that means is that Ena schok shal simcha shal mitzvah schok di olam hazeh. You're not allowed to laugh with a full smile on something that's olam hazadika, it belongs to this world. Mm-hmm. Oh, but in the case of simcha shal mitzvah, mitzvah belongs to a different world entirely, and therefore there's no iser schok. But when we get to simcha shal Purim, that's not a simcha that belongs to another world, to olam haba. It really belongs to olam hazeh. And therefore, we don't understand why that schok is not included in the Isur schok of Ozimole schok pin. He says, "Bavadai royalis orapam betam aheter lemilu schok v'purim mibli aheter." Yeah, it's not. Do you understand what he's saying? He's saying that. We understand why the poskim are very careful, the Elio Rabba, is to set up two categories, because we're not sure really why the schok of Purim should be mutter. Because enu nichla, in the case of schok shel mitzvah, it's enu nichlal beisur shel schok hamole. It's not, and you know, it was never included. The isur was never the schok of mitzvah was never included in the isur. Because the tnai of this forbidden schok is that it belongs to this world and not to the world of Ozi Mali schok. But in the case Aval imanu motzim esa hetev de Purim l'sug hetev ne'atzmon kei madmus nerach lo hetev zeh. So again, so we're asking, what's the heter for schok on Purim? Kein amarnu shahach isur shal milui hapeh schok nigdar hu b'loshech hachomim v'tevos ba'olam hazeh umatsinu geder ze gam binyonu shal isur acher dahinu ha'isul is garos b'rishoim shashom esachek eslo. So this is a sugi in brachas on daf zayin. You're not allowed to antagonize a Rasha if he's living on the top of the world. And the Gemara says that only applies to a tzaddik she'eno gomer. But a tzaddik gomer mutalol is garas b'rasha afiluk shasham is acheches lo. Ubepshuto nirim advarim detama het of a tzaddik gomer mishum she'esh lo harbe zchuyos she'yaginu olav b'fnei chamosu shol rasha b'zeh b'vaday emes. But that's not really what the Gemara has in mind, that because he has so many zchuyot, he can mess around and provocate and then antagonize the Rosh. El Shaddayin, Ein Zeh Mematzei Es Omek HaDovar. Mahalach HaInyan Kachu, Yesh Zchok Shel Chanifa, V'yesh Zchok Shel Lag. V'shoshech Machnifin Lo Li Adam. If you want to flatter a person, marav lo ponim sochakos. You know, you agree with him, so you show him a smiley face. Bichdelat oso besimon chavivus. Even though really you're not sincere about it, you just want to show him as if you play along, right? B'shasha logim loli adam. Now this is a whole different kind of a schok. Sochaklo befonav kidei lahadgish es bizyono. So instead of trying to, flatter a person, you really want to humiliate the person. So you laugh at him and make fun of him. And there's an even worse kind of schok, which combines both of these elements. On the outside, it looks like he's flattering, but on the inside, he's really making fun of the guy. Also, a schok shasham is hacheches l'rasha. Who aschok bal tchuna kfula, chanifa mivachutz v'lag mivifnim, chanifa mivachutz k'mo shenemar b'froch rishon
yisham adayad
lag mivifnim k'mo shenemar yosef b'shamayim yischak Hashem yilag lomo klomar reishis hayachas al aschok shasham esachekes l'rosha he hayidia hapshuta she'ein aschok hazeh aschok shal nachas ruach chalila. Yalkein osolo lizgaros b'rosha shasha misachekeslo shalo agiri hu hepech hachanif. I see Rabbi say this is much more complicated than I thought, but it looks like a really good piece. So Bli Neder, I'll try to work on this today. Last couple of days have been really, really rough.